You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Executive Officer of LAFCO, Local Agency Formation Commission, Big Brother Bob Braitman is on the line. Braitman was not listed in spell check. They tried to call you Batman and Boatman, but we stuck with Braitman. I overruled the spell check. Bill Gates.
Before Ellis Island, it was Braitman or Breadman, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. It's kind of on the bread lines when he first came over. So we're talking a little bit about the history of LAFCO, 1964, created. We're talking about this Nolita area. Was in the sphere of Santa Barbara, then it was not in the sphere of Santa Barbara, and now a group is trying to get it back in the sphere.
Yeah.
Why would it bounce back and forth, first of all?
Yeah, well, it bounced back and forth as follows, because apparently many years ago, it was a view of LAFCO, there should be one city on the south coast that would include Santa Barbara, Goleta, basically from Summerland all the way over to what's now the Vaccaro Resort. Now, that sphere was never what I call implemented. By that, I mean there weren't really annexations of either Montecito or Summerlin to the city of Santa Barbara or the Goleta Valley, for that matter. Later, when the folks in Goleta in 1986 wanted to incorporate a city of Goleta back then, well, it doesn't make sense to approve the incorporation of a city in the sphere of influence of another city, so LAFCO pulled the sphere back to allow that incorporation in 1987 to be considered. Well, that's that incorporation to be considered of the new city of Goleta.
Sure.
That never came to pass. Either the voters didn't approve it or it didn't get through LAFCO. I think the voters may have turned it down. Nonetheless, there was never really any interest back then in pushing the city's sphere back out to where it had been. And by the way, the same thing happened on the other side of the city when the folks in Montecito considered incorporation. LAFCO pulled the sphere of influence back there in the late 1990s.
Do you know when the city of Santa Barbara...
Well, actually, in the early 1990s, yeah.
Early 90s. Do you know when the city of Santa Barbara annexed Coast Village Road?
No, I could find that out, but it was some years ago. And each and every annexation has a reason for it or why it came about. And I'm not sure what that reason had to do with.
Just for the fun of it, we could really say the city of Santa Barbara, they were cherry-picking. They were, let's go down Coast Village Road and grab all this commercial tax, and let's go out in the ocean and hang a right and grab the airport, but let's not deal with all the people in between and all the utilities and all the problems. Let's just cherry-pick.
Well, residential annexations. Yeah, but rather than put it in a pejorative way, like we grabbed the airport, it very could be that was the only opportunity to keep the airport as a productive airport. It could be that the Board of Supervisors back then was not really interested in taking on the responsibility of running an airport. But that's all
you see,
water
Bob,
over the dam or under the bridge at this point.
Bob, that's why they hired you, because you can look at it in a positive light.
Well, I look at it in an objective way, too. But nonetheless, let's talk about what you want to talk about, which is the Eastern Goleta Valley. And here's what's occurring, because it's timely. I'm glad you brought it up. We've received a proposal to expand the city of Santa Barbara's sphere of influence to include land that used to be in the sphere. The question is, to what purpose? And is it intended that the property then be annexed to the city, or is it, as you said, some people think the sphere is the end-all and the be-all?
Right.
A complication here has to do with...
And possibly erroneously so, people who sign this.
Yes.
That's what I'm concerned about. If it was sold to people as, hey, don't worry, we're not going to become part of the city of Santa Barbara. Yes. We just want to be under their sphere, so maybe we're not annexed by someone else.
Yeah, there we go. Now, what's a complication here is the mobile home parks, which are close to the city boundary. And under the county's ordinance, which has been tested in court, and I understand withstood the challenge, those areas are protected by a rent control ordinance in the mobile home parks, so that when folks sell their mobile home to someone else, the rent control still applies to that unit. Consequently, that makes the value of those homes higher than they would be if, upon sale, the rent control did no longer apply. Now, there's a concern those folks have that if they're annexed to either the city of Santa Barbara or the city of Goleta, that same ordinance no longer would apply, and therefore the rent control that protects the value of their properties, of their mobile homes, would no longer be applicable.
Is it true that I read in the paper that the city of Santa Barbara was claiming that they can just gerrymander around that and leave them in the county?
Well, before we go that far, let's simply indicate that though, even though it might be a logical extension of city boundaries, if in fact it causes a financial dislocation or hardship for a number of people, that may become a more difficult situation, and that's something LAFCO is very aware of. Now, can the boundaries of the city be formulated in such a way as to not include the mobile home parks? That would, in fact, result in the creation of what's called an unincorporated island, and there's generally a law prohibiting LAFCO from approving an annexation to a city that would create an unincorporated island. However, there are certain findings that, if made, would permit such an island to be created. And that's one of the issues we need to deal with, obviously. A related issue at this point has to do with the fact that now the city of Goleta is at least making some discussion in its general plan adoption about perhaps thinking part of that Goleta Valley, Eastern Goleta Valley, should be in the city of Goleta's planning area. Another complication is the fact that part of that area, called the South Patterson Agricultural Block, is agricultural land. And should that be within a city's sphere of influence or not, if we really intend to preserve that as an agricultural resource?
Now, I know that you're not a decision maker on this process.
Correct.
You're not on the board.
But no, that's absolutely correct. But I do have some influence in preparing information and reports for the decision makers.
And part of that influence might be from people who sign petitions or come to speak to you or write letters to you, or how else can they bribe you, I mean influence you?
Well, I think all those things that you mentioned occur frequently. We get letters or calls from the members of the public. We've met with various groups of people, including the city staff and so forth. Now, here's what's going to occur. LAFCO is going to have a public meeting. And the purpose of that public meeting will be to hear from the public as well as the agencies. They were going to try to do this before the summer started, but given the fact that family vacations are important and it's hard to get people necessarily during the summer, we're going to have this meeting in September. We're not quite sure of the time yet or the date, but it will be in the area that we're talking about. It will be an evening when people can attend, or perhaps on a weekend. We're not quite sure of the date. But the purpose will be to do two purposes. Number one, sort of educate the public about these issues and what LAFCO can do and can't do. And secondly, to hear from the public. It will be a public meeting, or actually a forum, sponsored by LAFCO and its members. And so it will be after that occurs that the commission will then take up the question of, should it expand the city of Santa Barbara's sphere of influence? And if so, to how large an area?
And that's pretty much the only question on the table. The Goleta, city of Goleta, is not asking at this point in time.
That is correct.
What are the odds, and I know you're not a decision maker, and instead of maybe answering what are the odds of it staying as is, you know, in real estate, everyone's buying property as is now. The contract changed. There's no implied guarantees and warranties on plumbing and electrical. So
it's
sold as is.
Okay.
And a lot of people, sometimes you'll see people advertise as is, or someone will say, a seller will say, I want to sell it as is. Well, it's pretty much inherent in today's contract.
Well,
but the...
Sounds like a seller's market.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. In fact, you can go on, I meant to say this earlier, you can go on newspress.com and listen to the remainder of the program. I don't know if you get it where you are.
I do.
At 1290. Or you can get 1290
down. Anybody with a computer can do what you're talking about.
Oh, right. Yeah, you go to the newspress.com.
But yes, I do get 1290.
And
in fact, it's one of the buttons I push on my car radio.
Oh, good. Good. It's the on button, not the off button. So, so as is. So, how many cities and county areas intertwine the way they do here and exist this way and just might stay this way?
Well, first of all, to answer your question, there are some options for the area. Number one, it can be annexed in whole or in part to either the city of Santa Barbara or the city of Goleta. Now, it's interesting. The folks there don't necessarily identify some of them with the city of Goleta, but that's interesting because the property is within the city of Goleta, or I should say the Goleta Sanitary District, Goleta Water District, and Goleta School Districts. But one of the factors which I find is very important are people's mailing address. And much of the area we're talking about is within the Santa Barbara zip code. So even though you're in the Goleta Water and Sewer and School District, if your mailing address is Santa Barbara, you may have an identity with Santa Barbara other than with Goleta.
You know, speaking of identity, we have to identify some sponsors. I thought we'd really be finished, but is there any way I can twist your arm to just hang on and do just a couple more minutes and then we'll let you go?
Mark, whatever is best for you.
Because I always learn something from you, Bob, and I'm not certain. I want to get a clearer answer on leaving it as is, throughout
this
state.
So we'll take a break. Sponsors, and then I'll be right here waiting for you patiently.
Bob Braitman, Local Agency Formation Commission, Executive Director Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290, 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.